BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on this final day of 2018 here on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, the psalmist said in, as recorded in Psalm 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." We do look back and we look at all that's transpired even in this past year, and it's important, folks, that we learn from it. You know, just within the last hour or two, I was on the phone in communication with Usama Dakdak, who, by the way, Lord willing, will be planning to join me Wednesday of this week. And we were talking about the many advancements that Islam has made around the globe and here in the United States in this year of 2018. It's alarming to see the progression that is taking place and the influence that Islam is having in so many regards. We'll be commenting on that momentarily here. But I also see the various significant events that have taken place in the Old Testament, in which we saw stones then that were gathered and piled up so that in future generations, when that question was asked, what meaneth these stones, that they could go back and recount the significant events that happened and how God had intervened and delivered them in some particular way. And today here on Crosstalk, I'm just going to go back and recount some of the many, many issues that took place here in 2018. We'll give you opportunity to comment, but I appreciate Lori Gotze going back and finding so many events from this past year. And folks, we're just going to touch on but a few of them, of the many, many, many events that took place. But just to recall just a bit, last January, it was the 13th. And a matter of fact, several of these here are reported on thehill.com. But January 13th, Hawaiians were shocked to receive this emergency missile alert on their phones, which was determined to be a false alarm nearly 40 minutes later. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency worker who sent the alert by mistake was fired. Another top official resigned. Let's look in February 14th. We have the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And still the fallout continues in regard to that very issue. In March on the 13th, we had President Trump firing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who had reportedly called him a moron behind his back, and replaced him with Mike Pompeo. Then on the 16th, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired Andrew McCabe, who had been at odds for so long with the president. As we take a look further into the year, April 11th, it's when Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified in front of lawmakers on key issues, including data privacy and his company's market power following the Cambridge Analytica scandal, in which data of tens of millions of users was used by a third party for political targeting without user permission. And we see so many that have been put into Facebook jail as a result of postings. And I believe it was just recent Franklin Graham being put in Facebook jail as well. April 17th was former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died at the age of 92 years old. May 8th, President Trump fulfilled a key campaign promise and withdrew the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal, setting off a flurry of international activity to try and save the accord. And then he imposed sanctions on Iran in August and November. May 14th, a very significant day, that's when the United States opened its embassy in Jerusalem, the result of a vow by President Trump to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to relocate the U.S. embassy. May 31st is when the president put the tariffs on steel and aluminum from the European Union, Canada, Mexico, a key move that brought about the ongoing trade conflicts, and they continue to this day, even with China. June 12th, President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a historic summit in Singapore. Then on the 18th, the President Trump ordered the Pentagon to create a space force, launching this space force, another element of our military preparedness. Matter of fact, the Pentagon continues to draft its plans for the military branch, which is aimed to send to Congress next year. We know the threats that the electronic pulse, the EMP alerts that we have been alerted to as the electromagnetic pulse that could have devastating impacts upon the grid system here across the United States. Satellites spying that are taking place. And so the president ordering to this creation of a space force. June 26 was quite a remarkable day as well. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, first-time candidate, a Democratic socialist candidate, knocked out a longtime Democratic Representative Joe Crowley of New York. This is a primary upset that shocked the political world, rocketed Ocasio-Cortez to Democratic stardom, and there's not a week that goes by where she is not in the news promoting her socialistic thought. And the question is, what kind of impact will that have upon the incoming Congress? July 12th, it was Peter Stroich, the FBI agent who sent disparaging text messages about President Trump during the 2016 campaign, testified before Congress. Republicans tore into him. The FBI would later fire him in the month of August. Also in August, we saw the passing of John McCain, dying at the age of 81 after a battle with brain cancer. September 30th, we have the U.S. reaching a deal with Canada and Mexico to preserve what was known as NAFTA, now be called the USMCA. This still has to be ratified before Congress itself, and there's great concern regarding this USMCA, which forthcoming programs will be addressing as it pertains to certain LGBT advancements that are part of this trade agreement. And then in September, October, we saw the confirmation hearings in the battle of now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh take place. October 7th, we had this dire report released from the United Nations warning the world that the world is on a path toward catastrophic climate change if greenhouse gas emissions are not dramatically reduced by the year 2030. October 15th, a caravan of hundreds of Central American migrants begins forming to travel from Honduras to the U.S.-Mexico border with plans to enter the U.S. under asylum or to enter the U.S. illegally. October 27th, 11 people were killed in a shooting inside Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the United States. In November, on the 6th, Democrats took back control of the House. Republicans held on to the Senate in the 2018 midterm elections. Several statewide governorships also went Democratic. President Trump, on the 7th, fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions a day after the midterm elections. December 1st, we had former President George H.W. Bush dying at the age of 94. On December 14th, a federal judge in Texas struck down the so-called Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, saying the law's individual mandate is unconstitutional. December 20th, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis abruptly resigned, writing in a letter that his views are not in line with the president's. December 21st, we have the government going into a partial shutdown after lawmakers failed to reach a deal on funding the government and securing this nation. December 26, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump made an unannounced visit to visit U.S. troops in Iraq. Ironically, it was just as the media was criticizing him for not reaching out to active duty troops. Of course, there's been the ongoing Trump-Russia probe, the worldwide Christian persecution on the increase, especially in China as well. We see so much of this taking place. Looking at the top 10 stories of 2018, according to the Associated Press poll of U.S. newsrooms, here's their thinking. The number one story was the Parkland school shooting. Number two, the Trump-Russia probe. Number three, the Me Too movement. Number four, the mass shootings. Number five, U.S. midterm election. Number six, immigration. Number seven, Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Number eight, the California wildfires. Number nine, climate change. And then number 10 was the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi that took place inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And friends, I also took a look here at what is also being said, and as Lori found the story here on WND.com about the 10 progressive endorsements of child abuse in 2018, and I'd like you to listen to what's transpired in 2018 on this issue of child abuse. Number 10, this is from Linda Harvey of Mission America. As she writes, colleges are now recommending four-year-olds to engage in sexual activity. Yes, some UC Santa Barbara academics have advanced the idea that preschoolers should engage in sexual play. Number nine, sixth graders in Washington State were asked to, as a class if any of them questioned their gender identity. It's a segment of the highly controversial Flash curriculum and just one of the many examples where activist teachers use children as sexual agenda guinea pigs unless parents call a halt. And secret plans to fast-track gender-confused students through transition, even without parental knowledge, are surfacing all over the country. Number eight was Desmond, this trailblazing 11-year-old drag kid, a confused boy dressed as an adult female who then suggestively pranced around a model runway. Desmond also recently performed at a Brooklyn adult bar for homosexuals. Number seven was the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade to normalize teen lesbianism to the millions of children in its television audience with a female-to-female kiss introduced enthusiastically by NBC announcers and cheered by parade bystanders. Number six, more teens cannot receive counseling now to overcome homosexual feelings, even if it's caused by sexual abuse. The ban on conversion therapy. Changed therapy bans enacted in the states of Washington, Hawaii, Delaware, Maryland, New Hampshire in 2018, along with numerous cities across this nation, including our home city of Milwaukee. Number five, a liberal federal judge in Chicago dismissed a suit against doctors who performed female genital mutilation on little girls. A district judge, Bernard Friedman, said that Congress overstepped its bounds in outlawing the practice. Number four, more clinics opened in children's hospitals to facilitate body mutilation of confused minors. She writes that the quackery of childhood gender transition treatment continues to gallop through mainstream medicine without valid research to support its benefits, while ample evidence of its harm piles up. Number three, there's a dramatic increase in the number of teens who claim a gay, lesbian, bisexual, or questioning identity. According to the Centers for Disease Control, nearly 15% of American teens in a massive survey now embrace sinful, immoral behavior. And the CDC joins extremist groups in believing support is the best response to these kids. Number two, a movement called Shout Your Abortion, gaining popularity with Oprah as one of the champions. Some 60 million unborn human beings are victims. Too many women fail to see the hypocrisy of the Me Too outcry over their own violated human rights while embracing child destruction. And then number one, she lists as Satan's army coming out of the closet as witches openly cast spells against conservatives, Christians, and pro-lifers. At one Ohio abortion clinic, apostate ministers held a sacred blessing ceremony inside the facility on November 9th. Pro-life demonstrators gathered outside despite sorcerers openly hexing them. Later, a bizarre YouTube video surfaced of what happened inside at that blessing. A post-abortive mom sang a song that she believed came from the spirit of the baby that she chose to sacrifice. One cannot overstate the moral, spiritual depravity reflected in the celebration of a child's death. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to look further at impacting news from 2018. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is it true that the Archaeopteryx was the transition between reptiles and birds?
Chris, it's very popular to say these days that dinosaurs evolved into birds, but this doesn't square with the evidence. Evolutionists claim the ancestor of the birds is Archaeopteryx, a fossil with some features of dinosaurs and some of birds. Now, even though I would question their claim about Archaeopteryx, it's still dated at 30 million years older than the dinosaur. Obviously, the dinosaurs were not its ancestor. Even most evolutionists have given up on Archaeopteryx. It looks like they were separate right from the start. Of course, that's what the Bible says. Back in Genesis, we read that birds were created on day 5 of creation week and land animals, like dinosaurs, on day 6. Evolution has it backwards.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, looking at the impacting news from 2018. And it's a very disturbing story that came out today from Breitbart. Did you know that abortion was the number one cause of death worldwide in 2018? With more than 41 million children killed before birth. 41 million children killed before birth, Worldometers is reporting. Abortion, the number one cause of death worldwide in 2018. Globally, just under a quarter of all pregnancies, 23%, were ended by abortion in 2018. And for every 33 live births, 10 infants were aborted. There were more deaths from abortion in 2018 than all deaths from cancer, malaria, HIV/AIDS, smoking, alcohol, and traffic accidents combined. The staggering number of deaths from abortion, in fact, has led certain observers to call abortion the social justice cause of our time, since judging from the sheer magnitude of the problem, other human rights issues pale in comparison. The number one cause of death in this nation, or I should say the number one cause of death in the world in 2018, is abortion. Before coming into the studio as well, I took a gander very quickly at our topic list from 2018, the numerous programs, hundreds of programs that have been done on Crosstalk here, and just picked out some of these main titles of issues that impacted us across this nation. Topics came up pertaining to Islam and the Islamization of the United States, the Islamic indoctrination in our schools, the Islamic political influence taking place. Immigration issues was another matter, and the whole aspect of border control. The deep state. We talked about transgenderism and addressing it from a medical perspective, but also had a former transgender share his testimony on how he was transgendered but now transformed by Jesus Christ. We talked about Common Core. We talked about school security as well as border security. We talked about healthcare and electronic health records and where things were going with Obamacare. We talked about gun control. We talked about the United Nations and sustainable development, Agenda 21. We talked about the Middle East, the Iran deal. We talked about vaccinations, and the globalist agenda was also part of our discussions here on Crosstalk. The LGBTQ issue came up often on the program, as we have seen advancements greater than ever before in seeing the normalization of something that which is abnormal. We talked about the LGBTQizing of sports. We talked about Supreme Court decisions and global climate change, the midterm elections. We talked about race. We covered a number of spiritual issues here on Crosstalk this past year. Topics like the state of the church, false religions, another gospel, which, folks, is not another. We talked about the matter of the Great Commission, prayer, suicide, revival, evangelism, apostasy, forgiveness, the importance of scripture memorization and creation. We talked about addictions and many things that take us off course in our lives. But friends, as we wrap up this year of 2018, we'd like to ask you today on Crosstalk to comment, as I've just recounted some of the many issues that have taken place in 2018, to ask you, what do you believe is the most impacting news of this past year? What do you believe is the most impacting news of 2018? What has hit our communities, our nation, the world, our church to an extent greater than ever before? What should be our takeaway from 2018? I'd like to get your thoughts on these issues today. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. For the last 20 minutes, I've rattled off a lot of the news and review that has taken place here in this past year of 2018. I'd like to hear from you what you believe is the most impacting news of this year. What has hit our communities, perhaps our nation or the world, to a greater extent than ever before? What is your observation on that? And then what should be our takeaway here from 2018 as we enter a new year tomorrow, Lord willing? And that is because we know not what tomorrow brings forth, what a day brings forth. We're told in Scripture that our life is but a vapor. It's here for a time and then vanishes away. We don't know the day nor the hour of the Lord's return, but we do know this, the Lord is coming back again. And we do know that we are one day closer today than what we were yesterday. So today, let's get your perspective here on impacting news from 2018. Our number to crosstalk, I see the lines are all filled. As soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call. Write down the number. It's 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in the state of Illinois. George, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
I'd like to make a comment. The pagans and the Christians today are having a problem making sense of what reality is. They're losing their ability to make a good choice.
Okay. The most impactful news of 2018. Thank you, George. Sandra in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, my concern is with the ignoring of the voter fraud that's happened nationwide. It and the media and how they're just dismissing it, because outside of prayer, which is the most important thing, the one thing we all can do fighting for Christian principles is to vote, and yet that's been taken away from us like it's nothing.
Thank you, Sandra.
I have to say.
Thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you, sir.
We've got a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Spencer, Tennessee, Ed, you're on the air.
Yes, hello there, Jim. I would like to register the abortion is a holy, a modern-day holocaust that, oh, my, is terrible.
Yeah.
But what I like to zero in on is this book that was written by Samuel Blumenfeld and Alexander Newman.
Yeah.
And they tell in their book, The Crimes of the Educators, how they're ruining our young children. They can't read, and they're just ruining these lives over all these years, and it's just a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, we have interviewed Alex on that very book, and it's certainly an eye-opener and should be alarming to each one. Thank you for the call here, Ed. Let's go to Delsa from Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to just say the most impacting thing in the world today is the foulness that comes out of both Christian and non-Christians alike. The need for revival is desperate.
Hmm. Okay, thank you so much. The need for revival. Kathy, Lindenhurst, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, my comment is what is being taught in our public schools to our children. It's affecting them, and it'll affect our future.
Indeed it will. Indeed it will. And so parents have choices to make in that regard.
Oh, just have all Christians pray for our kids.
Thank you, Kathy. Esther is calling from Clifton, Colorado. You're on the air, Esther.
Yes, my concern is America has fallen away from the Bible and its teachings. That's why we have gone so far in the red on so many things, child abuse and all of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Esther. Appreciate your call. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Ryan in Whitewater, you're on the air.
Hey, so I think the biggest takeaway from 2018 will be the fact that I agree with the woman who just said we're falling away from the Bible, but I also think we're falling away from the main message of who God is. God is love, you know, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of love in this country here in the United States. And I think we need to start accepting people for who they are and loving them as Jesus loves us. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ryan. And, you know, Ryan, God is also holy and God is just. Do you recognize that?
Yes, I do, and God is good and always good.
Yeah, God is always good, but he's always righteous, and he does not tolerate sin, Ryan. And so that's also important for us to know, that we have a holy, righteous God who has set a standard for us in his word, which needs to be followed. Thanks for the call. David is calling next in Kenosha, Wisconsin. David, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Happy New Year to you and your team.
Thank you.
You continue to do a great job. And the story that really stirred me the most, and there's so many stirring stories, was the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh and the fierce spiritual opposition to his positions just shows that, you know, the battle continues between light and darkness, good and evil. And just to encourage the saints on that note, that we win because of what Christ did on the cross for us, and yet balancing that with to be light and salt to a dying world, to be ready to give an answer. And there's such a need. Just you go out, you leave, when I leave the house daily or listen to news, you just wonder what is coming next. And I don't know if you heard Brandon House before, but the need for foresight, foreknowledge, insight, and forewarning in the coming days. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Gordy is calling from Pensacola, Florida. Gordy, you're on the air.
Yes, I think one of the things in the news was when we heard that Billy Graham had died.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, one of the questions that I asked was, will he be in heaven or will he be in hell? Because I was not really sure. But I prayed for him every day.
Well, the prayers for dead don't do anything for us, Gordy. There's nowhere in the Bible that would is to happen. But I tell you this, how we can know for sure about eternity is for those who have placed their trust in Jesus Christ as Savior, recognizing that we're a sinner, that our sin separates us from a holy, righteous God, that Jesus Christ paid the price for that sin on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood, he died, he was buried, he rose again the third day, that we might have everlasting life, placing our trust in him. It's a message that was proclaimed by Dr. Graham. I know there's controversial things that came through his ministry through the years, but certainly one can know for sure that they're a child of God, as declared through Scripture itself. Thank you for your call. Eric is next in Milwaukee, and Eric, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to comment. I really enjoy the program and the outlook on the events in the world and the impactedness. It's very interesting, intriguing, and a lot of it is true. But I'm thankful once again that Jesus spoke to me, and I'd have to say, hands down, the most impactful thing is the Spirit in those who choose to receive him, and that he is just the most powerful. And even though we might not see it overtaking the world, we know that that Spirit is the most impactful thing that of anything that'll ever matter. And just thankful that VCY even allows me to share this publicly and have a small voice for this, for the cause of God. And just very appreciative of that in the radio station here.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. You know, Jesus told the disciples that he, the Spirit of Truth, when he comes, he's going to guide you into all truth. And certainly the Spirit of God illumines our heart to give us understanding of what the Word of God declares for us. So I'm so grateful for the present ministry and work of the Spirit that indwells believers and empowers them for service. We're going to take a quick break. And folks, we've got a couple open lines here asking you to declare what you believe is the most impacting news from 2018. What should be our takeaway from this last year? What has hit our communities or our nation or the world to a greater extent than ever before? Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We'll be back in 1 minute.
High in the Swiss Alps, Lucian, a lonely, frightened 13-year-old, is overtaken by catastrophic events as he causes little Danny to fall off of a cliff. Lucian finds himself an outcast with his family, his school friends, and especially the very hostile Annette, the sister of Danny. Bitterness and anger set in. As Lucian finds solitude in the nearby woods, he comes across a woodcarver who helps him find the peace he was looking for, that not only changes his life, but that of others as well. Treasures of the Snow quickly captures the heart. It's a story of friendship, forgiveness, and redemption. Treasures of the Snow is available on DVD for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. You may also write VCY America, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208.
taking your calls here today on Crosstalk, impacting news from 2018. We're going right back to the phone lines where we have Leanne calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Leanne, you're on the air.
Happy New Year to
thank you. Same
brothers
to you.
And sisters in Christ. What's impacted me is I feel unsafe in the United States. I never thought I'd say that. But it's as if the police always let the guys with the black mask and the beating up of Christians or anyone wearing a Make America Great Again hat, they do nothing. They stand down.
Well, that may have happened in some locations, but Leanne, I want to be careful that we don't make that generalization all across the nation,
right?
Because I know in many, many, many cases that is not happening.
Well, you know, I love the police. I was in 9/11. I love firemen and police, but there has been a notice to me that that in progressive states, Democratic-run states, that they I don't feel protected, and I just moved to Santa Fe from Los Angeles. So my comment is based on Los Angeles, but you're right. The police are great, and I love them.
Leanne, thank you for your call here today. Karen is calling from Plainfield, and Karen, you're on the air.
Hello, and thank you, and thank God for your wonderful ministry. I would be lost without it. For one thing, first and foremost, I think the government sanctioned of the death of millions of innocent lives is unspeakable.
Yeah.
And I don't know how God could ever forgive us for that.
Hmm.
That being said, yes, God is love. But what is love? Love is truth, the word of God. And if we do not stand on God's word, we are doomed.
Yeah.
We are doomed. So God bless you all for your wonderful ministry, and
thank
have
you.
A blessed new year.
Thank you so much. You know, Jesus loved us so much. He loved us enough to say, repent, turn from your wicked ways. He loved us so much that he said, the pathway you're on is leading to destruction, and warned about that path that is wide that leads to destruction, and certainly encouraged and pleaded for people to take that narrow way that leads to life everlasting. Let's go to Sherry next in Hubertus. You're on the air, Sherry.
Hi there. I just want to thank you for all you do, and I want to say that, you know, there's a lot of things that went on this year, but one of them were the people were out cursing and putting curses on people.
Yeah.
That, you know, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us as believers. And I think that
yes.
A lot of believers don't believe that or live in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have that power to stand against that. And I've come face to face with a witch and felt the presence of the enemy standing in front of me. But God is bigger.
Yeah.
And we need as Christians to stand against the evil and to be a louder voice, because we have the voice that is louder and is victorious.
You know, 1 John chapter 4 says, a greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world.
Absolutely.
And we're told to take on the whole armor of God, and having done all, to stand. Not retreat, but to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sherry. Guy is calling next from South Dakota. Guy, you're on the air.
Yes. I'm Hebrew, but I've noticed an awful lot of problems when it comes to the attacks from the people in government against Christianity, and also in stuff the problems that we're having with the influx of Islam into various aspects of our republic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wrote a poem, and I'd like to share with you. It's encouraging, and it goes like this. There's a day not far away when we will see a better place. So don't despair, just stay aware, and we'll sing for joy, because we'll be there. Some place in space at a slower pace than that kept by the human race that's left behind to feel the grind, because they just won't change their mind. And I bet you think, right at the brink, that there, well, just doesn't stink. Then will come the truth with all the proof, and they'll realize they made a goof. Yeah, times are changing and rearranging. Things are really getting strange, and there doesn't seem to be a gleam of hope left for the other team.
Hmm.
But we're the winners, though all are sinners. Christ will come and make us pure. Yeah. the thing is that our Savior is coming back.
Amen.
So stand strong and endure as we are instructed to, looking forward to his return.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you,
Guy.
Thank you for sharing that. Matter of fact, Paul, as he wrote Timothy in that second epistle of Timothy, and knowing that his life would soon be taken by execution, told Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Jeff calling from Lancaster, Ohio. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we've seen, a big increase in 2018 is an assault on the Word of God and for those who stand for biblical truth. And I think we're going to see more in 2019. But it reminds me of John 15. And Jesus said, if the world hates you, please know that it has hated me before it hated you. But I think we as a church need to just be steadfast and immovable, just always abounding in the work of the Lord, never ashamed of the name of Jesus.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Todd is calling next from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Todd, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for taking my call. You're talking about all the abortions and gay and lesbian and perversion that's taking place in the country and around the world. You know, we're all born sinners, and every one of us has to pay a price at one point in time. But it all boils down to, if you don't have a traditional family, I think that that is the biggest key part, with God in the center of that. And I've not been the perfect father and husband, and so I understand that. And a traditional family makes a big, big difference. I grew up with a traditional family, and I praise God for his blood that he can save us from all that stuff.
Well, why there's blessing there, Todd, is because it's ordained by God. It's God who established marriage between male and female, and to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So that's why it's a beautiful sight, because it's ordained by God.
That's exactly right. God designed it, and he didn't make any junk.
Hmm. God bless you, Todd. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jim.
We have Newt calling next from Kalispell, Montana. Newt, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate your program. I think the news of the year is your program, because you keep everybody informed of what's going on. You present a biblical worldview. And I think one of the issues, I think, in our country is the militant minority and the solid majority.
Hmm.
And I really appreciated how you handle the calls that come in and the way you deal with the people. And that's what we should do as Christians. You know, we should stand up for the Lord, not in arrogance or, you know, pride or anything, but with a boldness and a firmness and a conviction and a love for the people and a love for the Lord, and just tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And you guys really do that a lot. You keep us informed, and you present a biblical view, and I think you guys are a good example. So I just want to encourage the people. It's always been the militant minority. They're out there pushing their program with the violence and, with the fullness and the hardness, and the silent majority. But we have no right to be silent. We have bragging rights about our Lord, and we should stand up with a love and a compassion and present the Lord to us.
Amen.
So I just want to thank you for your program.
Amen. God bless you, Newt. Thanks for the call today.
All right.
We've got Dale next in Wisconsin. Dale, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. My greatest concern, I guess, is with our youth and their addiction to technology, specifically cell phones and video games.
Yeah.
It's getting to be that they can't even have a conversation between each other when they're sitting in a restaurant. All they're doing is playing with their cell phones. And also their growing entitlement mentality and movement towards socialism. It seems like they want everything for free. And it would not surprise me at all if Bernie Sanders were elected in 2020.
Hmm. Dale, thanks for your thoughts, and certainly the concern for the next generation is so important. I just shudder at the stories I've been reading about the number of kids that are delving into pornography by means of the social technology, the social tools, and the amount of the assault of the mind that is taking place in the lives of many, and parents giving the iPhones or smartphones at ages 8, 9, and 10 years old, and introducing them to the very tools that are impacting them in a very destructive way. certainly we utilize technology, but we are seeing a very destructive force in the minds of so many young people who've come under attack today. And Dale, I appreciate you sharing that concern.
Well said, Jim. Thank you for all your help.
Bye-bye now.
Yep, bye.
We've got Mick in West Dallas. You're on the air, Mick.
Hi, good afternoon, Jim. I just want to say Happy New Year, and I want to be thankful for this outlet that you guys provide for your listeners. And I actually want to report something good from 2018. My wife and I's marriage is better than ever, as we have put the Lord more at the focal point of our marriage, and our church life has gotten remarkably better. Our pastor's preaching with a lot of Holy Ghost fire, and through his preaching and leadership, it's just trickled down into our home and into our individual lives as we go to work, and we take advantage of opportunities to witness on the job as it's appropriate. And so that's a good thing I wanted to report. I know there's a lot of bad things, and, you know, my biggest concern in the future is the blowback, since Trump has foiled so many wicked plans that I'm just kind of fearful of the blowback.
Yeah.
But other than that, 2018 had those positive points, Jim.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad to hear that report, Mick. And strong, solid homes and marriages are so critical. And praise God for pastors who are proclaiming the word from the pulpits. Thank you so much.
That's the key.
Amen. Thank you. Bill is calling next. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Yes, Brother Jim, I just want to say I appreciate President Donald Trump bringing home our 2,000 remaining troops from a war-torn, illegal, just a country that's like Syria. God bless the man. God bless our leaders. They need prayer. Pray for our salvation. Pray for VCY America, and God bless us.
Thank you, Bill. John in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And I just wanted to comment on that story the other day about Ramin Parsa. Now, I'm from Minnesota, and I'm a devout Christian. And I just want to say that that story just caught me. Our governor in Minnesota right now, Mark Dayton, had no problems, marrying, letting two people of the same sex marry. Now, our new governor, which is another Democrat, Tim Walz, said he's going to be a governor for all Minnesotans. Well, what about us evangelical Christians like Ramin that's going through that?
Yeah.
I think we should, I hope, that story caught me the other day, being from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I just hope Ramin stands strong, and I hope, like that one guy that called in, I hope he hits him where it hurts, too, because we got to let him know that we cannot, that we are, that we, where we stand.
Yeah.
I think we can throw that up at our new governor. Somebody did call in and ask about the governors.
Well, I appreciate that, John. And again, Lord willing, on Wednesday, January 2nd, Usama Dakdak is scheduled to be with us. And we are seeing such a proliferation of Islam around the world, but here in the United States as well. And he's going to be addressing numerous issues. And he called me out a great concern as to what happened there at the Mall of America, and greatly impacting us as a nation when a person in private conversation cannot even share in conversation his faith or respond to questions. It's troubling indeed.
Very troubling, very troubling. And thank you for keeping us posted, Jim.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. We'll take a quick break, and we'll take more of your calls here in just 1 minute. I've got a couple open lines at 800-733-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Recently, we released a 6-hour docu-movie here at Worldview Weekend. It took us over 8 months of painstaking work, research, and filming to produce Sabotage, the movie. How the Marxist and Islamist and their useful idiots are destroying America from within. Please understand the term useful idiot is not calling someone a name. It's an historical term. My friends, you can watch the first hour for free at sabotagethemovie.com right now. Sabotagethemovie.com. Folks, there's a worldview war going on in America. In fact, I'm more convinced than ever that one of the greatest threats facing us as Americans and as Christians is an information operation, a propaganda war. We have been lied to over and over, not just by the fake news and fake media, but by our educational institutions as well and many other outlets. SabotageTheMovie.com makes this very clear.
Impacting news from 2018, our topic today here on Crosstalk, and taking your phone calls. We're going right back to the lines, and let's continue in Twin Falls, Idaho, and Alan is calling. Hi, Alan, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thank you for all you do. Appreciate your program. Hey, I was I catch your show as often as I can, but I was really shocked when you were talking about the 11-year-old boy that was dressed up in drag and paraded at a bar, a homosexual bar.
Yeah.
Some heads should have rolled over that. City council, mayor, police officials, that's about as evil as it gets, Jim.
It is, you know, it is very evil, and then we see the likes of media giants like ABC and others that bring this young person on their program to tout their ability in their, you know, in their cross-dressing and so forth. It should be appalling to us. And scripture talks about, you know, the offense that is caused against these little ones. And yet we make this, we're setting this up on a standard and bowing down to a lifestyle that is abnormal and that which is in defiance against what God says in His Word.
Well, mercy, that certainly makes me sad when I heard that.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. Thanks for the call. Don is calling next from Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak out for truth and righteousness, Jim. Happy New Year to y'all and your staff.
Thank you.
2018, 666 was a bad year, and it seems like it's a rebellion against authority in every arena. The LGBT thing, just like Satan.
Yeah.
I hope that they realize that they're supporting Satan and they're supporting evil, just like Isaiah 14, Isaiah 24, Ezekiel. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, talk about the devil. I hope these people realize that they're not doing right by what they're doing.
You know, Don, and you use the word rebellion, and that's what it is. It's rebellion against God. It's rebellion against what He has said in His Word, and that rebellion goes all the way back, as you said, to the devil himself. I will be like the Most High. I will ascend above the heavens. You know, putting himself above God, and that's what mankind is doing today, and it's leading us down the pathway of destruction.
Well said, Jim. It's wicked, you know, and we all have the our Adamic side, but let's keep feeding the spiritual side, and we'll be okay.
God bless you, Don. Thanks for the call. Dylan is next in Portsmouth, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, bud. I just wanted to kind of piggyback on the youth. Speaking as one of the youth, I was also very corrupt with sin, and a lot of it's due to the reluctance of wanting to invite the youth into a church. I remember this year, I called earlier in the year, and you ended up saying, "Welcome to the family." And it's just factual that it really is a family. Every time I walk into the church, I get welcomed, warm smiles, and it's just ridiculous, and it is sad. A lot of my friends have been lost to either addiction or other means of sin, and I just really wanted to say that it's not much, but acceptance is a large part of it.
Yeah.
And I definitely appreciate what you're doing, and you know, you're making a difference. I'm sure that there's a couple kids listening right now. So
thank you, Dylan. Appreciate your call here today. And we've got to keep this generation, this upraising generation in prayer and model an example to them as well. Thank you, Dylan.
Amen.
Let's go to Don in Rogers, Minnesota. Don, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. My concern is the advancement and acceptance of Islam across the United States. As you may know, back in November, Minnesota elected Keith Ellison as our attorney general, and I had no idea. I was just flabbergasted that he got in. Could be voter fraud. I do not know. as well as in Matthew 24, we're reminded of a persecution coming in the future that will be like no other persecution in history. And I really feel that the buildup of Muslims throughout the whole world, they are just waiting for their marching orders.
Thank you for those thoughts, Don. And Usama, Lord willing, we'll be addressing that further on Wednesday's broadcast. We have Mark in Monroe. You're on the air, Mark.
Yeah, from a national standpoint, I'm concerned that at the end of 2018, Elizabeth Warren is already throwing her hat into the ring for the 2020 presidential nomination.
Right.
And, you know, I know there's some barbs put out there, you know, she's referred to as Pocahontas, but I'm not so sure that if you abbreviate that, you know, it's more like Pinocchio-hannes. I mean, this thing is all, she represents lies, and that's what really concerns me, and that's what's coming down the pike.
Thank you, Mark, for that warning, because deception has been from the very beginning, and we know who the father of lies and deception is as well. Thanks for the call. One final call today, Janet in West Bend, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to give thanks for President Trump and Vice President Pence that went to Israel and stood up for them to have a place in Jerusalem.
Amen. Thank you so much, Janet. And certainly we had other presidents who said that they were in support of the capital in Jerusalem. President Trump is the only one that has followed through and bearing that out. Well, friends, we are coming to the closing hours here of 2018, 2019 around the corner. And though we don't know what 2019 holds, we do know who holds 2019, don't we? And certainly our trust is in the Lord, our trust and our confidence is in Him. And let me encourage you, as we close out this year of 2018 as well, we see all that's happening around us. But as Paul wrote, he said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So keep standing, keep striving, keep being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ until He comes again. Let's be faithful until He returns. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us all this year on Crosstalk, and we trust you'll have a good New Year's. Looking forward to being back with you. We'll be having a best-of program tomorrow on the topic of prayer for this new year, and then we will be delving into multiple issues as the year advances. God bless you, and thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.